You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 27.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. I'm Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Andy Myers. Andy is a full-time psychic medium, best-selling author, and international speaker out of Omaha, Nebraska. He is featured on radio stations nationwide, including Omaha's Q98.5 FM. Due to his quality of work, Andy is one of the most in-demand psychic mediums in the nation. His clients wait nearly an entire year for a personal reading with him, and they say the experience is truly life-changing. Andy is known for his compassion, sincerity, sense of humor, and his remarkably accurate readings. He is breaking the psychic stereotype with his genuine and down-to-earth approach to intuition. Welcome, Andy, to Mindful Marketing. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, a psychic medium, I think I'm always so fascinated when I interview mediums. How did that calling come to you? What was your personal path to go down to now marketing yourself as a psychic medium?
Yeah, it's a long, bumpy, twisting, winding path. You know, it's kind of funny. I often joke that myself and the other psychic mediums that I know, our business cards change a lot throughout the years. You know, whether you have it intuitive, life consultant, psychic medium, psychic and medium, you know, it no matter what you call it, I think that we all have intuition. Some of us specialize in hearing from those in spirit on the other side. I never set out to do this professionally. I actually have a degree in social work. And so I did that for many years, working in after school programs and mental health facilities. And, you know, the whole time, I think without even realizing it, I was fine tuning my intuition. And through a series of life changing events, my intuition was amplified. And once I learned that I could effectively help people with my intuition and with my medium abilities, that's all I wanted to do. So it's been my full-time living for about 5 years now, and it's allowed me to talk with a lot of awesome people from all walks of life.
That's wonderful. Was there a turning point when you said, okay, now I'm going to make it a business? And what were the steps you took to actually turn your passion into a business?
You know, it started very much a grassroots effort. I remember I was just basically giving as many readings as I could, you know, any requests for a psychic house party. If anybody wanted to meet me at a coffee shop and get a reading, you know, I would read groups of friends and groups of families. And I remember at one point even going with some of my family members and putting up flyers in on coffee shop windows, you know, saying psychic readings available. And you know, at that point in time, I was meeting a lot of great people, and I was getting a lot of referrals just through word of mouth of other people who had enjoyed their session. And, you know, one thing led to another, and I was given the opportunity to be on Omaha's number one radio station. So I did, nervously, I did, and it went well, and I've been on there for gosh, I guess about 6 years now, every other week as part of their morning program, taking questions from callers and talking about spiritual phenomena. And pretty much from that point on, business really started to grow. But, you know, honestly, I think still today, the majority of my clients have heard of me not through the radio, but through word of mouth from others who had a good experience at their reading.
That's always seems to be the key thread. You know, people become happy and then they refer you and that's how the business rolls in.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. You know, in mind, body, spirit, we're not always the most business savvy, and that is not meant as a knock to anybody, but we are more focused on our talents as we should be in the unique ability of what you do in mind, body, spirit. So what are the specific marketing challenges that you've seen as you're trying to build your business and get yourself out there?
Well, I think you're right in that respect. You know, anybody in who's, you know, self-employed in the field of, you know, a spiritual life coach or inspirational speaking, law of attraction, psychic medium, all this line of work is a really personal thing. You know, it's based in spirit. It's based on the desire to want to help other people. And so the business aspect of it, I think, is foreign for a lot of us in the field. It was for me at the beginning, too. So, you know, it comes with, like anything else, there's a learning curve. And as the years went by, I realized some things that I was doing wrong, some things that I was doing right. And I think the main thing was just to stay organized, you know, financially organized, keep the keep everything organized in terms of taxes and advertising and emails and contacts that I was gathering. But it's honestly, Kimberly, it's kind of a weird thing because, you know, being business minded is at the opposite end of the spectrum from the mentality that you need while giving a psychic reading. You know, one is very heart based, one is very brain based. So I don't know about others, but I know just for myself, I try to completely separate that office time versus the time where I'm working with clients. Otherwise, you know, I'll be running off of two different mentalities and it's tiring. So I separate the two.
That's really helpful. That's a good point. Because the other ways you start mixing things and that never works well.
Right.
So who is your ideal client? How do you determine who they are? Reach out to them.
You know, it's hard to say an ideal client. I know throughout the years, I would say what my typical client is like. I guess I don't have an ideal client because my goal, my target is to help anybody and everybody with my intuitive services. So I've given a reading to a 3-year-old kid with their parent present, obviously. And just this past weekend, I gave a reading to a 91-year-old lady who was just feisty and awesome. So all ages, all walks of life, all religions, all socioeconomic backgrounds. I've met with people from as diverse as you can imagine. I have noticed that most of my clients are around the ages between 30 and 60. Most of my clients are female. Most of them, you know, are like most of us, middle class working Americans. And a lot of my clients are teachers, nurses, lawyers. They're IT people. They're construction workers and counselors. And they're just normal, everyday people. Many of them are churchgoers. And so that's the average, the typical client that I get. But ideally, I'm just out there to help anybody who asks for it.
That's great. That's what a range, 3 to 91.
Yeah, that's a pretty big range.
So are you using any specific marketing strategies to reach those clients, the 30 to 60 females? Are you anything in particular that you're implementing?
You know, nothing specific. You know, like I said, my background's in social work. So the marketing and advertising was a little bit foreign to me. I think over the years, I became a little more comfortable advertising for my future events. And I'll do that through emails. I have a database of emails that I've gathered over the years, and I've separated those into different categories. So if I'm doing an event in Kansas City, I'll send an email to my Kansas City people. If I'm doing an event in Minneapolis, you know, I'll send it to my Twin Cities list. And, you know, and in doing so, you kind of hopefully eliminate the risk of annoying people, because obviously you don't want to send an invitation to the Omaha people for an event that's in Kansas City that they, you know, won't really care about. So to manage those contacts, I guess I'm still trying to figure out how to market to specific age groups. But I think I do have certain events that I teach. I give a lot of lectures and classes, and I have noticed that certain lectures will pull in different age ranges. So, for example, I recently taught a class that's called What Do I Do with the Rest of My Life? And a lot of baby boomers showed up. A lot of mothers who have seen their kids off to college and were going through the empty nest syndrome, they showed up to that event. I teach other classes on guardian angels and past lifetimes, and I find that not only are middle-aged individuals interested in that, but I'll get a lot of teenagers and 20-something age group showing up to that event. So I think it's kind of specific to the lecture that I'm giving in a certain respect.
Gotcha. And so you're doing live events. Are you taking that opportunity to then convert some of those people there into actual clients?
Yeah, and I've learned that over the years. I've learned that people, if you give people the chance to win something, they really enjoy that. So, and you can't blame them. I mean, we all like to be the winner of a contest. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll set up a little station and, you know, I'll have people enter their email address and name and drop it in the bucket. And at the end of the group, we'll, at the end of the class, I'll draw a name out and they can win a copy of my book, or in some cases, they can win a free reading with me. And up front, I tell these people that by entering their name and email address, you know, for this contest, they'll be added to my database so that I can stay in touch with them for future events. And that's worked well, you know, in a roundabout way. It's probably the hard way of doing things, you know, the slow boat. But it's been a way that I've slowly gained more contacts. And so I'm always open to new ideas, though.
Yeah, I got to tell you, contests are fantastic. No matter what realm, even if you do them online, they always want to win, which is great.
Yeah, I agree.
So there's different mediums. I've spoken with a few different on my show. Do you differentiate yourself from another person, or is it really more people going on your vibe? Do you market yourself differently?
You know, I'm not really sure. I actually don't do a lot of research to see what other psychics are doing. As far as making myself stand out from others, I guess my mission has always just been to break the psychic stereotype. It sounds very ironic, but I'm actually leery of psychics myself, and I do this for a living. You know, I've seen a lot of phonies. I've seen a lot of fakes. I've unfortunately heard horror stories about people going to see psychics who, you know, attempt to convince them that there's a curse or a spell on them, and for, you know, only $700 more it will be lifted. And it really angers me. And my goal is to break that stereotype, to stand out from the rest as a genuine and kind-hearted, honest psychic. And I think we're starting to see more and more of that these days, but I guess just by trying to be genuine and by trying to be myself, that's how I'm trying to stand out as different.
And that's a great way to do that. I love that. Because yeah, but you do hear the horror stories, but then you have someone with such talent like you, and you're like, you want to hear more. That's great. So are you connecting with your people on social media? And do you have like one social media that works better than another for you?
Yeah, social media has actually been big for me. I guess for a while, I didn't realize how powerful it could be. I've had a Facebook fan page for many years, and in recent years, I've started to use it on a daily basis. I've noticed people don't respond quite as well to marketing and advertising so much as, you know, when you touch them through an inspirational story or a small anecdotal uplifting message. So I try to do more of personal things, you know, sharing with my fans the little synchronicities and that go on in our lives, and the funny things that my daughter does, or the minor miracles that we all witness on a daily basis. And people respond really well to that. You know, Facebook has been, I guess, a little bit more helpful for me to reach people. And, you know, I think currently I have somewhere in the ballpark of 13,000 Facebook likes, and Twitter has been a little bit of a little slower for me. For a while I was just trying to figure it out, and now I do try to stay in touch with people through Twitter. It's just a completely different vibe, and so I don't have quite as many followers on there. But really, I mean, the social media will just make your head spin nowadays, because you have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and, you know, all just, it's hard to keep up with it.
I know. I think some of the best advice that I hear other people talk about is pick one or two, maybe three, and stick with those. But there's so many. And I know personally, someone the other day, my coach that I work with said, and you're going to need a Pinterest account. And I was like, oh my goodness. How do you manage it all?
You would need a full-time assistant to manage it because it would be a full-time job.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're an author and you have a book, The Flying Painting Rulers from Heaven, which I love the title. First, I want to hear about how you came up with the title. And then let's just talk a little bit about how you published, if you self-published, and what you learned during that process.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. It is a goofy title, Flying Paint Rulers from Heaven. It actually... And for those who are going to read the book, you only have to read about the first 10 pages before you realize where the title comes from. But it stems from an experience that I had after my grandma passed away. I bought her house and lived there, and I was very close with my grandma. And I repainted the kitchen, and I went downstairs to clean out some of the paintbrushes and paint supplies. And I said out loud, well, Grandma, how do you like the new paint color? You know, just sometimes we talk to our loved ones in heaven, and I have faith that they're always listening. So I asked her this question. I turned around to go get more paint supplies. And as I turn back around, I see the paint roller flying at me in midair, and it lands on the ground a few feet in front of me and skids to a stop at my feet. You know, and I have to admit, I almost wet my pants. But after I collected my thoughts, you know, I thought, how cool. You know, I've never seen a physical object move like that on its own accord. And, you know, I thought to myself, it must have been Grandma trying to answer my question. But I never did find out if she liked the paint color or didn't. But
that's what I was going to ask. I'm like, was that a yes or a no?
Yeah, she was trying to get my attention. So my book is filled with short stories like that, uplifting, humorous, spiritual stories that help prove that, you know, those in heaven are always listening and are never too far away. So, I was pretty fortunate. After my book came out, it wasn't long before it went onto the Amazon bestsellers list, and, you know, just kind of a dream come true. So, the process was actually pretty easy, I would say, compared to what I expected. You know, I worked with a company here in Omaha called Right Life Publishing, and they were just fantastic from start to finish. You know, the people that I worked with were so approachable and so genuine. And not only that, but they wanted to publish my book because they believed in what I did, not just because they thought they could turn a profit on it. So it was great. And it was launched just this last February, 2014. And I'm working hard on my future book as we speak.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to hear about that one. More paint rollers or something else, right?
Right, yeah.
So looking back on your journey as you've built your business, knowing what you know now, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently?
You know, I guess it's hard to say. I'm currently working on expanding my client base to other parts of the country. And you know, I have a good following in Kansas City, and I'm branching out to other major cities in the Midwest. But for the longest time, I have been doing my work, you know, pretty much solely in Omaha. And, you know, I guess looking back, I'm not sure if I would necessarily do anything drastically different other than, you know, probably from the very beginning, I would have been working on expanding my client base to other cities. You know, but I think at the beginning, the objective was just to get my name and my brand out there. So, like I said, I was just giving as many readings as humanly possible. Nowadays, I give a little bit less readings on a weekly basis than I used to, simply because I have other projects going on, you know, with travel, with my book sales and writing my future book and, you know, doing online projects, you know, so that takes up a lot of time as well. So nowadays I'm a little bit more selective about the sheer volume of readings I give, although it's still one of my favorite aspects of my work.
That's great. So you kind of answered my next question about where you're going next, building your platform out. So you're going to, do you want to see yourself international? Is it just with bigger in this country, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm sure my wife would like some trips to Europe. So she probably wouldn't complain if we could hit up Ireland or Italy. You know, yeah, I'll keep going to Kansas City. I was on a Kansas City radio station for a year on one of their programs, and I'm scheduled to be on one of the more popular stations in Minneapolis here in the near future. And for some reason, I keep feeling drawn to the West Coast. It seems like nowadays, nearly every contact that I make or person that I'm in touch with or interview that I do is from somebody who's based on the West Coast. And so, hopefully here in the future, I'll make some trips out to California. And on a personal note, my wife and I love the Pacific Northwest. So if I start doing events on the West Coast, we're thinking maybe travel north and go to Portland and Seattle, and we'd be happy campers. But bottom line is, you know, wherever I can go to meet people who need help and who need inspiration and validation and proof of heaven, that's where I'll be. So we've flown, we've driven hours on end to be to different cities, and we'll continue doing that if necessary.
That's fantastic. And any last bit of advice you can give to my listeners if they were contemplating starting their business or in the beginning parts, what's the little advice you can give them so they can move forward?
You know, I guess don't give up. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think all of us are impatient when it comes down to it, especially regarding our dreams and our bucket list objectives. We're impatient, you know, although we can visualize what we want to do in the future, and we know God has a plan for us, and we know where we're supposed to be. Sometimes the time is not quite right. So just sticking with it, staying the course, not giving up, you know, I think that's important to keep in mind, because the fact remains, if you're doing something that you love, and it's in sync with your life purpose, you will be given opportunities to continue to do that in some capacity in the future. But it just takes a little bit of patience is all.
Yes, the patience. That's always the hardest part, I know.
It is.
Yeah. And if my listeners wanted to reach out and get their own reading and find out more about you, where would they find you?
Yeah, sure. You can visit my website, which is andymyersonline.com. That's Myers spelled M-Y-E-R-S. Andy Myers Online has all my background information about my readings and how that works. And nowadays, as I'm branching out to different places around the country, a lot of my sessions are turning into Skype sessions and phone sessions. And, you know, the process in connecting with somebody and giving a reading works just the same over the phone as it does in person, because despite what we think, we're not divided by time and space like we think we are. You know, energy is always interconnecting us. And so, yeah, phone sessions are available, and people can always call my office directly, which is 402-933-5652. And you can also find me on social media. Like I said, Facebook, I'm on there every day, and you can look me up that way under Psychic Medium Andy Myers.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for all the wonderful information you've given us. And I look forward to your next book and seeing where you go.
Thanks a lot, Kimberly. I appreciate it.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.